Initially, I was in infantry. What you call it? Certain various places, mostly UK, Germany, Northern Ireland, Cyprus. I think that covered it. Yeah, but and then I ended up later years. I was in the Royal Army Pay Corps, so I sat behind a desk, paying people. It came upon me rather early because I was 43. So this thing before is old age people. It's not really. Well, it was actually frightening because what you call it? I was actually driving to play football one day, and the person who was sitting beside me told me to watch out for the car in front, and I actually said, "What car?" So it scared me a wee bit. So I went and got my eyes checked the following morning, and then I was referred quickly to a hospital and told not to drive again. So that was it. Oh goodness, 14 years ago. So it was the macula just disappeared within a matter of a month or two. They just went and just disappeared. Never heard of it at all. But one of the things is unless you have a sight problem, you just don't know anything about sight problems, unless, which is why we're always trying to recruit, because there's if you don't have a sight problem, as I say, you're just not aware of it. The big change is everything's a lot slower now, and you've got to have a hell of a good memory. And you just got to stop talking to people that walk past the street speaking, because they're not talking to you, they're talking into their blue phones or something like that. Or if somebody shouts from a car or something like that, you just don't answer it. You're in a wee bit of a bottle, so to speak. But with macular degeneration, there's not a lot of treatment. There is one, you can have laser treatment, but as far as I'm aware, that's a 50-50 hit. If it's good, you get your restore all your eyesight. However, you don't with macula, you do not lose your peripheral vision. And if you had the laser treatment, you could end up losing peripheral vision, which means you could end up with nothing. So the best thing to do is just retain what you've got and go with it, and just let the deterioration come and just adapt as you go along with it. I took up bowling about 5 years ago, blind bowling in Scotland sort of thing, which I do quite well in. But there's a lot of people, it's one of the sports, I played football for a lot of years, and all of a sudden I couldn't do that, and there's just not a lot of things you can do. However, with bowling, it's something, it's multi-purpose. You can get onto the green outdoors, you can use your senses. You don't have your eyes, so basically you use your senses. What you call it, somebody shouts where a bowl is at the far end. Use a string down the centre. So, and you get somebody to call where you are, and you just basically use your feelings rather than your eyes, so to speak. So you're just that way. But the bowling, what you call it, it's a great way of getting people out. It's what I call the dark places, where people are stuck in the house, they give up, or they just don't have nothing to get out for. So people get, all of a sudden now, go out throughout all of Scotland, blind bowlers here, there and everywhere, and we all go out and we'll meet up and we play bowls, and basically it's more therapeutical than winning things. The greatest feeling I get is actually when I'm out and about bowling. Actually, see, Scottish War Blinded, I mean, I must have recruited a lot of people, well over 30 people in my 8 years or something like that. But we've recruited through the bowling this year an awful lot of people through the bowling. People, they were in the armed forces and they're signing up, and all of a sudden, for instance, the best compliment this year we got is a lady. One of our guys joined us in Dundee as a result of this blind bowling tour. So he'd went from sitting in a house doing nothing, he had done nothing for 10 years, a very active man, and all of a sudden nothing to do. And all of a sudden now, blind bowling is his life, and after 10 years doing nothing, as his wife says, bearing me a bag of sweets. But the Scottish War Blinded blind bowlers, believe it or not, have been going for 100 years. So, which is absolutely fantastic. So, but it's just, we started in Dundee, moved up to Aberdeen, down to Fife and Edinburgh, down the borders over to the west, and with various other places we had as well. But it was just basic people. But in Fife alone, it was 15 people wanting to play blind bowling as a result of this. Now, before I joined the Scottish War Blind, I was at home, and basically, the highlight of the week was actually counting shopping bags, as I keep telling people. But now I'm so active through the Scottish War Blind into the blind bowling as well, We were able to sort of get out, and from that I call the dark place, and we get out and we sort of continually busy. Well, one of the things, I do a few bits and pieces down there. I've done bits and pieces in the woodwork department, the IT department. I'm not very good at craft work or art, but there's a lot of people that are very, very good. In fact, I'll go as far as saying the art, we've got some brilliant artists in the Scottish Warblinded. There's other things, we've got like a gymnasium, guys do gardening, I should say ladies as well. They do swimming, cookery, baking, Tai Chi. And don't laugh at this bit, the blind people actually do archery and shooting. It is amazing if you're standing in front of them.